We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9 at the NAFB Convention in Kansas City. I am with President-elect Tom Cassidy of the Ag Radio Network in New York State. How's it going today?
Oh, it's busy. Busy is the word for the day, I guess. It's just a jam-packed convention.
And we always have a good time, everybody getting together and, you know, kind of comparing notes on what's been going on for the whole year and getting together and seeing how everybody's lives are doing. It's a great way for us all to get together and kind of reconnect and re-network.
Oh, certainly. Well, we've got farm broadcasters from, you know, every place except Alaska and Hawaii, I think. And so we've got a wide variety of people that way. But we've also got the associated members and the Allied Council type folks, so those are our partners in this business, and just about any kind of agriculture that there is in the U.S., we're going to have somebody representing.
And so now you will be the president of the NAFB for the next year. Tell us kind of what you've got, what you're kind of hoping to accomplish in the next year with the NAFB.
Well, we've got a busy schedule. We've got, you know, meetings planned out for the year, but we're going to really focus on sort of refinding the value of farm broadcasting. I think sometimes not just other people in the industry, but ourselves, forget the value that we provide to our community, to our farmers, and to our partners in this business.
You know, it's interesting as we kind of look, and I've only been doing this a short time, but I know you've been doing this many years, the amount of change we've seen in the industry, even in the short time I've been here, to become more focused online and more focused. You see broadcasters who are doing radio now doing video reports. It's a changing world, and it seems like we're kind of on the edge of making sure we're changing and we're trying to keep up as much as we can.
Certainly. Now, you know, when we talk about farm broadcasters, most of us are affiliated with a radio station, and so that's a top of mind, but we don't realize that we're still doing the same thing, we're just using different mediums. So we're still giving our radio report when we're streaming, that's still coming from a radio station. When we're listening to a podcast, that's something that's done in a radio station, we're just taking pieces. So all of these different opportunities are still farm broadcasters doing their job, sharing the information they have to the community, whether that be farmers, producers themselves, whether it's other folks in the community or just people who eat.
Now, I like to always ask when I talk to a farm broadcaster from a different part of the country, what are the farmers talking about in your neck of the woods up there in New York State? What things are they being concerned about there?
Of course, up in the Northeast, most of our farmers are dairy farmers, so Pennsylvania and New York especially. So dairy is a big issue. We're right near the Canadian border, and so the pricing issue is a challenge. Right now, it's been wet for the most of harvest, so it's a challenge getting crops out of the field. Last week I was at a corn growers meeting, and you know, some of the younger guys were talking about, you know, what are we going to do? Maybe we're going to have to buy tracks to put on our combines, or at least on our grain carts. The older guys are saying, hey, it's going to freeze, we'll be able to harvest it then. So, you know, those are the same kind of challenges. I guess it depends on, you know, the growing conditions in your part of the country. But the same challenges that I think are across the country, prices are always top of mind.
Yeah, and that's something we're dealing with, our late harvest season right now. I mean, we have a few people in Minnesota who still haven't taken out all their soybeans. And, you know, when we think of November, we're always worried about the snowfall, which you guys, I'm sure, are in New York as well. And so there's that sense of urgency, but like you said, some of the old-timers are even like, it'll get done, don't worry.
Right. Well, of course, soybeans are always more of a concern because they're only, you know, 6 inches high by this time of year. Corn in New York, where I live, we can get up to 180 inches of snow typically. So sometimes that means we don't harvest it until spring. That's a little bit of a challenge, but you know, farmers always seem to manage to get it done.
All right. Well, Tom, I thank you for the time, and look forward to hearing what you're coming up with here in the next year as the president of the NAFB.
All right. It's always great to talk to you guys.
That's Tom Cassidy with Ag Radio Network in New York as we're here on the Farm Show at the NAFB Convention in Kansas City. We'll be back after this.